KROQ 955, the wash up. Thanks to Godding's Geelong's Kubota excavator specialists, Adrian and Amanda Williams, and the team on the Western Highway at Rockbank. It was round four of the GDFL yesterday. North Geelong, well, Myers Reserve hasn't been a happy hunting ground. Actually, any game against Bell Post Hill hasn't really gone to plan in recent years since the 2013 premiership win by the Maggies. But yesterday, they were able to hold off a fast finishing Bell Post Hill outfit. They were 33 points in front at half time, the Maggies, and then Bell Post Hill banged on seven third quarter goals to tie the score up, but North Geelong able to pull away in the final term. Their coach, Aidan George, good enough to join us again on the wash-up. Aidan, congratulations. Were you aware of the history going up to Myers Reserve that North Geelong had traditionally struggled up there?
Yeah, I was, mate. So, obviously, I don't think we'd beaten Bell Post since probably 2013 at all. So, yeah, to do it anywhere was going to be good, and it was going to be probably a little bit harder going up to Myers Reserve. But, look, we were lucky enough to get away with a pretty hard-fought win in the end.
Yep. When it blows in Geelong, it blows no more than up at Myers Reserve. Was that the case yesterday as it went straight down the ground to the Melbourne end?
Yeah, it was, mate, spot on. So, yeah, probably a 3 or 4 goal win to that end most of the day. So, obviously, we had a really good run with it in the second quarter. Put on, I think, probably 7 goals in that quarter. And then they had their turn with it in the third quarter, which they piled on probably 6 or 7 the same. So your game was in the balance at three-quarter time. So,
Were you confident, though, and I know coaches say the Breeze won't win it for us, and it, I reckon I've heard it 1,000 times at different huddles over the years, but I suspect that would have been raised by you, that you still had to play North Geelong footy to win the game?
Yeah, we did, for sure. And, we knew they were coming. They had a lot of momentum in the third quarter. We had to definitely wrestle it back. And I backed our fitness in, and we were probably a couple of down on the bench with a couple of injuries. So it was definitely not going to be easy. And I think they kicked the first one of the last quarter. So, we had a real game on our hands.
Yep. Talk to us about those injuries. I believe Jake Foote, who's been really handy since coming across from Bell Park, is among those.
Yeah, he is. So he's got a bit of a thumb injury, so suspected ligament damage in his thumb, so and a few stitches as well. So we're likely to miss him for, probably a good 3 or 4 weeks, I think, minimum at this stage. And then Jake Bilacki's done an adductor / groin, so just to add to the injury list that we already have.
Yeah, makes you learn how to coach, doesn't it, when you start getting injuries?
It certainly does, and look, you kind of can't get too hung up on the ones that are missing out. You've just got to, I guess, make the most and give opportunities to blokes that are there, and hopefully get some games into them, and it's definitely going to keep us in good stead for our future.
Just been talking to your good mate Dom Gleeson about getting James Saker into the club. You got a guy into the club under almost the cloak of darkness as well, called James Vanderclay, who's got a good football pedigree back in Ballarat, and he seems to have fitted in really nicely. How are you using him?
Jimmy's come from North City, had a few injuries over the last couple of years, and was almost going to go back and play footy at North City back in Ballarat, and just he's got some work down here and that. So, look, I was lucky enough to snag him this year, and just said to him, come and train a couple of nights a week and try and string some games of footy together. And he's slotted in probably off a half-back flank, playing on probably a third key tall, and just peels off and reads the play really well. So fitted in really well. Got a lot of respect for him, his teammates, and he's been a great addition for us.
Another challenge away from home next week. You've got to go out to Inverleigh, who will be obviously disappointed with their loss. They don't like losing at home, Inverleigh, so another tough challenge out against the Hawks next week ahead of the interleague break.
Yeah, for sure. And look, that's probably they're a side that have been up there over the last few years, and like I said probably on this before, that this comp is very even, and if you're not on your day, you're a good chance of getting beat. So, look, we're ready for the challenge, and ready to test ourselves against one of those top sides in this comp, and see how we stack up.
Just having a look at your team list yesterday, no Derek Fitzsimmons. Did he line up in the twos or unavailable this week?
He was unavailable. Let's just say we're just looking after some of our older fellas as well, but now we'll gain him next week.
Fantastic. Love watching Desi play, and we'll love it out there against Inverleigh next week back in the side. Always good to talk footy with you, Aidan. Well done on the win. Good to bounce back after the disappointing loss to East Geelong. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, King. Thanks, mate.
Aidan George joining us on the wash-up.